Audio 6. Belvedere Palace. Belvedere Palace in Vienna is considered one of the most beautiful Baroque buildings in the world, and is therefore a World Heritage Site. It is undoubtedly one of the places in Vienna to visit with the audio guide, not only for the building and its gardens, but also for the works of art that are exhibited in the old palace halls. In fact, it is currently being used as a museum that houses an important sampling of Austrian art from medieval times to the present. The palace complex was commissioned by Prince Eugene of Savoy as a summer residence and venue for celebrations in the 15th century, placing it where the city gates were at that time. After Prince Eugene's death, the palace was acquired by Empress Maria Theresa, who named it Belvedere because of the beautiful views of Vienna it offered. The palace complex is composed of two palaces, the Upper Belvedere and the Lower Belvedere. Both are linked by a huge, French-style garden organized on three levels, with numerous sculptures and fountains. In addition, the orangery, a glass greenhouse for citrus plants, and the stables, which housed the prince's 14 most beautiful horses, were added, and today the collection of medieval art is on display. The Lower Belvedere was the first to be built between 1714 and 1716, designed by Johann Lucas von Hildebrand. This palace highlights the sumptuousness of the reception rooms, such as the Marble Gallery, the Golden Hall, the Hall of the Grotesques, or the Hall of Mirrors. These are surprisingly elegant venues in which artists and sculptors who shaped the city during Vienna's Golden Age, between 1683 and 1780, play a leading role. The Upper Belvedere was built later, between 1717 and 1726, with the idea of celebrating holidays and thus increasing the popularity of Prince Eugene. It is the main building and has a more elaborate facade. The Austrian Gallery of the 19th and 20th centuries is exhibited there, with the works of Gustav Klimt, with the portraits of the Kiss and Judith standing out. In addition to the incredible collection of paintings, the area formed by the Turena Room, the Chapel, and the Marble Room is also noteworthy.